This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to On Brand with Donnie Deutsch. I am Donnie Deutsch, and this is a podcast dedicated to a simple premise that everything and everybody is a brand. Every celebrity, every athlete, every corporation, every product, everything is a brand today. And we do two things on the show. On Thursdays, we drop our big interview with our big personality of the week, and this week it's CNN's Fareed Zakaria. We're going to talk all things Israel and politics and obviously one of the smartest guys anywhere. You're going to enjoy that. And today, we drop what we call our brands of the week. These are the brands that are shaping the zeitgeist. Who's up? Who's down? Let's get right into it. Brand up for the eclipse. Everybody loved the eclipse. Gotta love it. But I'm going to do the branding part of it that I think was funny. That's the marketers that took advantage of the eclipse. You had Krispy Kreme that marked the day with the Total Solar Eclipse Donut, a glazed treat dipped in black chocolate icing with silver sprinkles, piped with a buttercream made of Oreo pieces and featuring an Oreo cookie in the center. Frito-Lay Sun Chips is unveiling a limited-time new flavor, Pineapple Habanero and Black Bean Spicy Gouda, which will only be available free on Sun Chips Solar Eclipse during the 4 minutes and 27 seconds of the solar eclipse. And Pizza Hut gave customers a total eclipse of the hut. Deal on Eclipse Day, offering any light-sized pizza for $12, thus proving that anything wonderful that happens, marketers will find a way to commercialize it. So there you go for branding the eclipse. Brand up for the NCAA women, man, particularly South Carolina and Caitlin Clark of Iowa. The game had 18 million viewers. It was the largest basketball game of any time, NBA, college, men's, women's, of the last 5 years. A watershed moment. Caitlin Clark obviously has been a godsend for women's basketball. It brought so many eyeballs into it. And South Carolina going undefeated. And look, this is a big deal. This is here to stay. We'll see if it trickles to the WNBA. There's something about the college game that is just electric. Also, shout out to UConn, back-to-back, Danny Hurley. Team's amazing. I mean, the last two NCAA playoffs, so there's six games in each round, each tournament, going back last year and this year, double-digit victories in every single game. They are dominant right now. Let's go brand mix for polls. There's so many different things coming up. This is an interesting thing. So this is Gallup. We're going to give it a brand. I don't get it, or some I do get. It says that Biden is more likable than Trump, 57 to 37, and Biden has a small advantage on being honest and trustworthy, 46 to 35, only 10 points on honest and trustworthy. But Trump has a big edge on leadership, 57 to 38, the only item that scored better than Biden on in 2020. Trump has gained a modest edge for managing the government, 49 to 37. And the two candidates are pretty evenly matched on intelligence of putting the country's interests ahead of their own. But what's interesting is that you're going to see this as I talk further, particularly with young voters, that they see his style, the dictatorial style, dictatorship style, as a big edge on leadership. Scary, scary, scary. Trump was also leading Biden, according to the Wall Street Journal poll, in 6 of 7 swing states. There's a lot of scary stuff going on for Biden in the polls. He's hemorrhaging three different groups of voters. He's losing young voters, which is stunning that young voters would go for Trump over Biden. He's losing, this is versus where he was in 2020 versus today. Big swings. He's losing independents. And he's losing non-white voters. And those are three big areas. Where he's gaining is older voters, college-educated women. So we're going to see where that ends up. More brand downs for Trump. Two reasons. Just say this any time you got 2 days back-to-back, you'll have things. He likened himself to a modern-day Nelson Mandela. We have to save our country from these political operatives masquerading as prosecutors and judges. I'm willing to sacrifice my freedom for that worthy cause. It would be a great honor to go to jail, just like Nelson Mandela did. Can you imagine this fucking son of a bitch comparing himself to Nelson Mandela? And, of course, yesterday he came out with his mixed messages on abortion, of course, because we know he has no real ideology. At one point he was pro-choice, then he was pro-life, then he was national abortion ban. Now he came up and said it should be left up to the states, which he's clearly doing for political expediency. Obviously, he knows a national abortion ban has been probably the biggest problem he has with the electorate. But he's just lying. He also came out in that announcement on Truth Social and said that the Democrats are for 9-month abortions, killing babies after 9 months and after. We execute babies after they're born. Fucking just incredible what comes out of his mouth. Good news for Biden. He's up 10 points in Pennsylvania, according to a Franklin and Marshall poll. But in other polls, he's trailing. I'm just going to say right now that the polls are just, we don't know what to expect with them. I think more than ever, the polls are going to seem more askew than ever. One thing to look at is brand up for betters. Always follow the betters. And it seems as if Biden is doing better with, according to Polymark, an online prediction platform, there is a 44% chance of the incumbent president will win. Trump still holds a slight edge of 27. But from February, that's an 11-point swing, where platforms said that Trump had a 54% chance and Biden only 33. So I always say follow the money. So right now it looks like it's pretty close. But I'm worried. I'm really worried. Brand average for voter enthusiasm. Americans showing average enthusiasm for voting. 54%, this is the same Gallup poll, 54% of Americans say they are more enthusiastic about voting this year than in previous election, while 41% said less enthusiastic. It's a 13-point spread, which is about average. So the voter enthusiasm level, you would think it would be at an all-time high with its stake. It's kind of average at this point. I want to see what comes with that. Brand down for peace-loving Americans. Here's a staggering, frightening number. 1 in 5 Americans think violence may solve U.S. divisions, a poll finds. This is according to PBS NewsHour NPR Marist poll. 20% of U.S. adults believe Americans may have to resort to violence to get their own country back on track. Republicans are more likely, 28%. Democrats say 12%. Independents, 18%. This is a telling tale. 41% of Americans overall said the nation has gotten so far off track that it needs a leader willing to break the rules. So the very norms that so many people with decent consciences think are, how can we break these norms? 4 out of 10 Americans say no, leaders should break the rules. Here's another scary one, brand down for Gen Z, and I alluded to this earlier. Gen Z is embracing dictatorships. Gen Z Americans aged from 18 to 25 are substantially more likely than older generations to support a strong leader who rules without regard for Congress or courts, according to a survey conducted exclusively for Newsweek. In a total of 40% of Gen Z Americans agree that rule by a strong leader, where he can make decisions without interference from the legislature or from the courts, would be a good system of government for the U.S., versus 27% thought it would be bad. So almost half, and certainly more than they would be bad, think it's okay for a U.S. leader, this is 18 to 25-year-olds, to basically rule without Congress, rule without judges. You know, they're going to rue that day. God forbid we get Donald Trump in there and he does become the dictator we know he'll be. Those young people are going to learn later. They don't know. They can't even fathom that they've been born under the nook of democracy, of the cover and the blanket of it. I just think they think their lives suck so badly, they're like, fuck it, let's try something else. And that's really scary. Wow. Young people, this is really, I just, as I go through more and more of these polls, I don't know. Brand up for All in the Family Biden voters. This is according to Nate Cohn from the New York Times. How All in the Family explains Biden's strength among seniors. Yesterday's hippies have become today's seniors. If you go back to All in the Family, you look at Mike and Gloria, the hippies, well, they're aging boomers now. They're my age or maybe even older. And we've got a lot of those aging hippies who now are wise, older, plus 65-year-old people who are going for Biden. It's just so ironic. Traditionally, older people went Republicans, younger people went Democrats. We're seeing that get turned upside down. And this is this major age inversion that's happening, that's really crazy.
Hi, Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hannah to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Ready to age awesome? Pop in your AirPods and join me, Katie Fogarty, over on A Certain Age Podcast, an age-positive podcast that helps you live your best evolving midlife loud and proud. We know the only constant is change. Kids grow, jobs come and go. What it takes to be fit, healthy, happy, fulfilled in midlife looks way different than it did in our 20s and 30s. A Certain Age features expert voices and real women, 40, 50, 60, and beyond, with tips, tools, and resources to help with the hard stuff, menopause, aging parents, career change, and light you up about what's next. Each week, we talk wellness, beauty, family, money, purpose, fashion, and fun in frank, funny interviews that go straight to the heart of issues facing women. One Apple Podcast review says, "Each episode is a gold mine of ideas, emotional support, and self-discovery. I feel like I'm part of the conversation at the best dinner party imaginable." A Certain Age Podcast. Live midlife out loud.
Here's an interesting thing. Brand up for America's core values. Yes, we're divided, but a new AP Newark poll shows Americans still agree on most core values. The poll from the AP found that 9 in 10 adults say that the right to vote, the right to equal protection under law, and the right for privacy are important or very important to the United States identity as a country. Well, then maybe you shouldn't fucking vote for Donald Trump then. I'm going to say that again. 9 in 10 U.S. adults say that the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are extremely important or very important. Yet, still half of Americans look like they're ready, or close to half of Americans look like they're ready to vote for Donald Trump. Brand up the U.S. economy. It's just going on all cylinders. Latest jobs report, 330,000 new jobs. Jobs are up, wages are up, unemployment's down, inflation's cooling, manufacturing's up, consumer confidence is up. Yet, you still ask people, how's the economy? And most of them still say it sucks. You ask them how their life is going. Oh, I'm doing better than I was 4 years ago. But the economy sucks. And I think that's, the economy has taken on this weird thing for like, that means to people, how are things? How are you feeling about things? People just don't feel good. Even if they're doing better, they just don't feel good. Whether it's immigration, whether it's the political discourse, whether it's crime, although crime is down in most areas, people don't feel good. Even though they're doing better. And there's a real disconnect there. And that's something that Biden's going to have to ride out. Brand down for Roseanne Barr. She went full QAnon in a deranged rant about baby blood-drinking Democrats at a Trump Mar-a-Lago party for Carrie Lake. You never know what you're going to get at a Trump Mar-a-Lago party. She said with a slur of words, this was quote. So I'm going to say to you, please drop out of college because it's going to ruin your lives. Do me a favor, drop out. They don't teach you nothing good. Email me or Twitter me, whatever you call me, and I'll help you with your life. But you got to get out of college because it isn't nothing but a bunch of devil-worshipping, baby blood-drinking Democrat donors. Roseanne Barr, there you go. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Brand up for abortion. Let's just say abortion on the ballot is a winning formula for Democrats. Every time it's been on the ballot, it's been a winner. And coming up this November, we have it on the, in one form or another on the ballot in New York, Maryland, Arkansas, Missouri, Nebraska, South Carolina, Colorado, Arizona. And that's why Trump came out and started waffling, because he knows it's a loser. 70% of this country thinks abortion should be legal, period. And that's a pretty healthy majority. Here's a lovely one for young workers today. Tired of late messages from your boss? A new bill aims to make it illegal. That's a big brand down. A California lawmaker wants to make it legal for your boss to regularly contact you after hours, unless it's an emergency or address schedule issues. The bill becomes a law. Any employer that violates could face a fine of $100 or yes, offense. Yes, if you think that's a good idea, you're not going to be successful in this life. It's very, very simple. Bosses call 24/7. That's what they do. And if you want to get ahead, you better be available 24/7. That's just life, okay? That's just called hard work. That's what I grew up on. Here's the good news about workers, healthy work habits. Americans power through, brand up for healthy work habits. Americans power through 84 hours of work while sick each year. A new survey found that the average American puts in a staggering 84 hours a year while battling a cold or some other virus. Specifically, a survey of 2,000 adults reveals the average person works over 10 days per year while feeling sick. They should. Let's give it up. Always a huge brand up for teaching. One of the great professions of all time. My late wonderful mom, the beautiful Fran Deutsch, was a teacher. And here's what's looks like to be a teacher in America today, according to Pew. This is public K-12 teachers are feeling about their job. 77% said their job is frequently stressful. 68% said it's overwhelming. 70% said their school is understaffed. And 52% said they would not advise a young person starting out to become a teacher. Here's how the public K-12 teachers rate academic performance and behavior at their school. 48% said the academic performance of their students at their school is fair or poor. A third say it's good. Only 17% describe it as excellent or very good. Not good numbers from the classrooms, if you will. Brand down for late night meals. America's closing late at night. Hungry at 3 a.m.? Well, you're not going to have the same options you had a while ago. In the city that never sleeps, New York has lost 13% of its 24-hour restaurants. Los Angeles, which was also impacted by Hollywood strikes, has lost a stunning 35% of 24-hour eateries. And Chicago has lost 10%. So that seems as people are munching less late through the night. I don't know if this is a post-COVID thing, but there you go on that one. This is a little kind of, I don't know what this means. Brand out for wills. Fewer of us are writing wills. Only 32% of adults reported having a will in 2024, down from 34% in 2023. Estate planners saw a spike in wills and trusts as the pandemic's peak, when Americans were stuck in their homes and preoccupied with their health. Now that it seems to have vanished, but only one in three Americans have wills. Brand up for Mark Zuckerberg. He passed Elon Musk. He's now the third wealthiest billionaire in the world, worth, what's he worth here? $186 billion, up $58 billion this year. That's through Meta stock. It's been through the roof. Tesla stock has been falling. So Mark Zuckerberg topples. Who's one and two? I guess Bezos is one. And I think Bernard Arnault of LVMH is number two. Speaking of billionaires, Taylor Swift, one of the new Forbes billionaires, is one of the 14 celebrity billionaires. George Lucas is the richest billionaire. Jay-Z, Rihanna, Irving Magic Johnson made the list. Forbes finds a record 2,000 billionaires around the globe this year. A record 14 trillion altogether. There are 2,000 billionaires in this world. Amazing. Brand up for Kiss. The old band just sold their catalog for more than $300 million. That's Kiss. Amazing. Their music, their catalog music, $300 billion. And brand out for status athletic wear. You know, the Lululemon stuff, all the expensive athleisure wear seems to be dying off. Not dying off, certainly slowing down. Only Lululemon's fourth quarter report only grew 4%. Meanwhile, Nike warned of a potential revenue dip and slashed inventory on some legacy styles last month. So those very expensive tracksuits. Remember we used to call them tracksuits? Athleisure wear seems to be softening. Brand up for celebrity booze. There are 350 celebrity-affiliated alcohol brands in 2023, up from 40 in 2018. Dan Aykroyd, Kate Upton, J-Lo, Kylie Jenner, Andy Roddick, Peyton Manning, Ryan Reynolds, Aviation Gin, which has been a big success. There you go. And finally, a big brand down for McDonald's. Their menu prices have increased over 100% during the last decade. That's amazing. The Chicago-based burger giant has been slammed with customer complaints over eye-popping prices, including an $18 for a Big Mac meal in Connecticut, as well as $7.29 for an Egg McMuffin, and $5.69 for a side order of hash browns. Hash browns, $5.69 at McDonald's. Who would have thunk? Those are our brands of the week. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you get podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and anyplace else. Watch us on YouTube. I know you love seeing us on YouTube. And we've got our interview with Fareed Zakaria coming up Thursday. Stay safe. We'll see you next week on Armed Brand.